And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 30th of December, 2015. It's the wedding day of Percy Shelley and Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, married on this day in 1816. They were traveling through Europe, came back to England. Mary was pregnant. They got married. She gave birth to a daughter who was premature, died after 2 weeks. A year later, January 1816, they had a healthy child named William. And that summer, they visited Lord Byron at Lake Geneva, Switzerland. And it was during that stay in Switzerland that Mary Shelley wrote her most famous novel, Frankenstein, came out in 1818. It's the birthday of the novelist and composer Paul Bowles, born New York City, 1910. He'd written musical scores for more than 30 plays, many of them on Broadway, for movies as well. Didn't devote himself to writing until after World War II. His first novel, The Sheltering Sky, also his most famous novel, came out in 1949, set in Morocco. He had moved to Tangier and became a full-time resident there in 1952. It was Paul Bowles who said, "We get to think of life as an inexhaustible well, yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, some afternoon that's so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more. Perhaps not even that." And it's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, India, 1865. His father, British artist, who ran an art school in Bombay. Rudyard Kipling wrote fiction, wrote poems, became popular, traveled the world, finally settled in Vermont. And it was there, in a rented cottage surrounded by snow, that he began to reimagine the India of his childhood. And he wrote the book for which he's best known today, The Jungle Book, about a boy raised by wolves who grows up with other jungle animals until a tiger forces him to go back and live with people. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Cooker entitled Monopoly, 1955. We start by fanning out the money, colored like Necco wafers, pink, yellow, mint, gold. From the first roll of the dice, differences widen. The royal blues of Boardwalk and Park Place look down their noses at the grapey immigrants from Baltic and Mediterranean avenues. My grandparents, coming from Italy in steerage, measured their gold and olive oil, not banknotes and deeds. The man in the top hat and tuxedo always holds the good cards. The rest of us hope we can pay the electric company. We know there is no such thing as free parking, and bank errors are never in our favor. In the background, Johnny Mathis croons, "Chances Are," from the cracked vinyl radio. We played for hours in those years before television on the formica table, while my mother coaxed a chicken cooking all day on the back burner to multiply itself into many meals. The fat rose to the surface, a roiling ocean of molten gold. A poem by Barbara Cooker, Monopoly, 1955, from her collection Gold, published by Cascade Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.